to eat with the ice cream or sherbet. Sometimes I make sherbet. Then sometimes, if it wasn't so too minute to have it, you would have a nice pie. You'd have a nice good pie, homemade. Of course, all homemade pie instead of ice cream. But they made a heap of homemade ice cream in freezers, turn the old freezer. That's the boys' job to have one around. To turn the freezer. I remember when my daughter married, she bought an electric freezer that make ice cream like we used to have. Mm-hmm. And I remember buying and getting her one for a birthday present or something. I don't know whether they use it or not. Electric refrigerator, basically. Mm-hmm. Electric ice cream freezer.
Churn.
Mm-hmm. Churn. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you mentioned fruit.
Fruit?
And say, if you have maybe a peach or a cherry, what's the inside of that called? What's the inside of that?
The pit, some of the thing.
Uh-huh.
Like the seed, the big seed is a pit in it.
Uh-huh. You ever call it anything else?
I don't know. You could call it a kernel inside, a seed,
uh-huh.
Peach seed, it's a kernel, and the tip of the seed.
What about for a cherry?
What about a cherry? That's a pit, and you shall call it when you... Fixing them to use the cherries, pitting them.
Uh-huh.
Pitting the cherries, yes. We didn't grow cherries, it was just when we were close enough to get to buy some, but we had to get to use cherries much.
Would you ever have the kind of peach that you break open and take the seed out?
Clear seed.
Is that what you call that?
Clear seed peaches, yes.
Do you ever call it anything else? Or is it?
No, the other kind is clean peaches, means that the seed clings to them.
Uh-huh.
And clear seed means that you spit this clear out to the seed. Mm-hmm. Clean or clear seed peaches.
Well, what about the inside of an apple? What do you call them?
Well, they're just seed. Apple seed. Core, what you call it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because we core them to bake them.
Would you?
And you use a core to get that out. So I guess you'd call it the core of an apple.
Uh-huh. What about, say if you cut up apples and then you dry them?
Oh, dry apples.
What do you call them?
Some of people that grow apples have apple trees. They peel them and slice them thin. And usually I think on either heavy brown paper or cloth. I expect it's... And they put them up off the top of a roof or something where they don't have hot sun and dry them to, I don't know how many days to the absolute dry. I need to dry them. I've used a heap of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're real nice to use. To stew, I make pies out of and all. Uh-huh. But I really never dried any myself, but I know how it's done. Peaches, uh-huh. Apples, either. Peaches are better, dried peaches than apples.
What do you call the little peaches of dried apple? Do you ever have a name for that?
Just dried apples.
Yeah, some people might call them apple snips.
Dried apples. Mm-hmm. I call them apple chips if you wanted to, but I never call them anything but dried apples.
Do you ever have many nuts?
Yes, we grew pecans, you know, on our place.
Uh-huh.
We have pecan trees in our yard. Grew pecans.
Do you have any other types of?
Mm-mm, most types of nuts. Now, of course, down the farm we have black walnuts.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Now, we used to have a black walnut tree in my home when I was a child. My father, on Sunday afternoon, would gather black walnuts in a bowl or pan with a round bottom and come in. And he'd crack them and come in and pick them out, and he'd feed them to my mother, too.
Uh-huh. What do you call
black
that?
Walnuts.
What do you call that thing you crack the hard part of?
The nut or what you use to crack it. You call it nutcrackers.
Yeah, but the part of the nut, you know, that you've got to crack.
Well, you've got to crack the hull.
Uh-huh.
To get to the fruit.
Is that, okay.
Yes, the hull to get to the inside, the good part.
Uh-huh.